USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases in the United States have continued their slow decline, with the 7-day average of new cases falling to a little more than 40,000 a day. That's the lowest level since last September. And with cases and hospitalizations falling, many are calling for restrictions to be rolled back. Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes it is time that indoor restrictions in some areas can begin to be eased. The former commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration tells CBS's Face the Nation that San Francisco is one place where local officials should look at rolling back those restrictions.
And that's probably partly what's holding back the economy right now. People are not going back to work, not just because of the benefits. I know there's been a lot of talk about that, but also because they're being told they have to wear masks and still have to exercise cautions that probably in many parts of this country you don't have to do. You look at San Francisco, 20 cases a day, more than 70% of the population vaccinated, very good testing in place. They don't need mask ordinances indoors anymore, and certainly not outside.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. And I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
The horse that won the Kentucky Derby could be disqualified after failing a post-race drug test. Jeremy Scott has more.
Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert said he found out Saturday that Medina Spirit tested positive for excessive amount of the steroid betamethasone after the Kentucky Derby.
We did not give it. My veterinarian, nobody here, that matter of fact, Medina Spirit has never been treated with betamethasone.
Churchill Downs has suspended Baffert. He promised to be fully transparent.
I don't feel embarrassed. I feel like I was wronged. And we're gonna do a complete, our own investigation.
Churchill Downs officials said in a statement, if the findings are upheld, Medina Spirit's results in the Kentucky Derby will be invalidated and Mandaloon will be declared the winner. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Only one other horse who won the Derby was later disqualified for medication, Dancer's Image, in 1968. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hundreds of National Guard troops are currently deployed to sections of the U.S. southern border, assisting Border Patrol agents as they try to deal with the surge of illegal immigrant crossings. But some are being assigned to non-law enforcement duties. The Washington Examiner reporting that members of the Texas National Guard are being used to clean up trash and belongings left behind by migrants crossing into the United States. That's something Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach says is an embarrassment. The sheriff for Jackson County, Texas, tells Fox News that the trash left behind is another result of the Biden administration's failed immigration policies.
How embarrassing, to highlight the Biden policies from the current administration on our National Guard, our Texas National Guard, picking up garbage, I'm still wondering why the conservation groups are not outraged over the damage to the ecosystem there in the Rio Grande Valley. It's incomprehensible that a national security border, our border with a foreign country, is in the shape that it is in now. It's a complete embarrassment, and it's so preventable. This is so preventable. Maybe if we could get the president or the vice president down there, they maybe could see for themselves and would have to admit what they've caused down there.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.